Good morning. I always want to say, good morning, Vietnam. What does it feel like that? How's everyone doing today? Gotta say, Juanito has said 2023, the year of the whistleblower. I think he's been over the target many times. Has he missed a few here and there? Yeah, but I mean, he's in the sphere. It's not like we have a crystal ball, but I will say 2024 is supposedly, you all decide, okay, supposedly the year of justice. Could it be the year of justice? I tend to think it's going to be. A lot of big moves are going to be played. The offense, we're going to go on offense, squeeze those vice grips a little bit more. But I think in 2024, actually, it's going to be right there, baby. And that's going to force their hand. It's going to force their hand. Now, folks, I have a lot of conversations on this. This is what I do fucking all day long now. This has turned into a full-time thing. I'm obsessed. It's the same as like when I was boxing. I was all in. I'm all in on this. I am all in on this. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod 1977, D-Rod 1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. When the lights go out, everyone asks me, you didn't write that book. Yes, I did. Yes, I did write this book. I wrote it all by my lonesome with my thumb. I text the whole book. And I even got a quote from Jim Caviezel, Bill Knight, the sports writer here in town. Good friend of mine. I hope he's doing it. I haven't talked to him in a while. Bill Knight, Jim Caviezel. Then my mama's book, she had to one-up me. She wrote her book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon as well. Get them as a package deal. Noble Gold, folks. Let me run through this. Just stay put. Don't go anywhere. Noble Gold. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures every crisis, wars, disasters, and calamity. Nothing beats gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. Yes, I can read. Just bear with me. Oh, boy. You need to take a fresh look at a gold steadying your portfolio. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, which you can open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Open an IRA today. NobleGoldInvestments.com. And that's right down in the description box. Hit the link. Get started. Colin Plum is a friend of mine. He's going to let me stay in one of his houses in the next couple months. One of his houses. One of his houses. Oh, if we all could just be so lucky. I got to say, folks, my Rumble's down. I don't know if your Rumble is down. Mine is down. I tried to get on there today. I didn't have any luck. The whole page is down, so I don't know what's going on. Is any of your Rumbles down? Mine's not working, so I have no idea what's going on with Rumble. But mine's not working. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Get to Spotify, click it. I think it's on my homepage and on YouTube. You can click that, join that. I'm trying to build my brand up. And speaking of building my brand, I'm going to be doing some more. Now, you guys are wondering why I'm going to be doing some mainstream articles on FluffTube. The whole reason is this. You have more of a chance of a channel survival if you do mainstream articles. So you got to understand it's about channel survivor, the survival. It's about me staying on and enduring any kind of bombings or whatever they're going to do this coming year. So I'm going to be putting more, celebrity stuff out there. Bear with me. Like the videos, share the videos if you can. I know it's not something you're used to from me, but I'll try to make it as funny as possible. It's a way to throw off the scent. I got to do certain things. I got to maneuver. I got to pivot. I'm in the ring. I'm in yo. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Bam, boom. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I miss those days. Nothing will ever compete or compare to that. I'd probably still be boxing right now if my back wasn't wasn't hurting. I mean, it doesn't hurt. I take those C60 drops. It doesn't hurt anymore. But the agility and the mobility in the bottom part of my back where they put that cage hurts. And I just can't. It's just restricted all movement. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer on Twitter. Patriot Wear, bing, right there. Baby, get a shirt like this. I love this shirt. I wore this shirt in Austin, Texas, and I can't, in Austin, Libville, okay? Austin, Texas, and you don't know how many people came up to me, gave me high fives, thumbs up. I mean, it pats on the ass. Just kidding. Nobody did that, did they? Actually, one person did do that. Hey. So, patriotwear.com, get yourself a shirt. Hats, gear. Well, I got some cool hats coming up. I got a lunatic fringe coming up. Ninoscorner.tv, the ghost is coming back on. Juan O'Savin's up there right now. I got Jim Willie coming on next. Jim Willie, how to close the show. That's what I'm naming it. So there's going to be a part of Jim Willie coming on YouTube. That's coming up, putting that up tomorrow. And then the good stuff, real good stuff. This was like an exceptionally good show from Jim Willie. They're all good, but he really went deep. He really went deep, balls deep on this one. And that's going up on ninoscorner.tv. Lou Valentino's coming on, Big Louie. Bo Pony's coming back on. Bo called me a couple days ago and said, you know, we got to watch the markets. Everyone's saying watch the markets for December 15th. I don't like to put predictions out there because, for one, I'm not psychic, but I'm not a time analyst either. So I don't know. Let's see what happens. I'm going to bring Bo Pony back on. He hit the mark pretty good with October 7th, didn't he? I think he did. I always said red October, but I wasn't calling any dates. This guy nailed it. He nailed the date. So let's see. There's something to this. Gene Decode is the next general in the general's tent. Gene Decode. That's going to be good. That's the 20th at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, December 20th, just a few days from now. Gene Decode, ask away, ask all your questions, whatever you want, your little heart desires. It's going to be good. Gene Decode always brings the fire, folks. Always brings the fire. So you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Turn it down or turn it up, folks. Because here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah, brother. Let's go. That wakes me up. That gets the fire going all day long. Now I can go to the gym. I can go do what I got to do. Many of you just sleepwalk throughout the whole day. You don't wake yourselves up. You always got to boom. That's your gut punch, right? Or the nut punch. You got to wake yourself up every morning. You may not like it. It doesn't feel good. But you got to rattle the cage. And then you get going the rest of the day. You're like, all right, I feel good. I feel pretty good. By the way, now that I own a cat, and he's right under the desk, there is a major difference between dog piss and cat piss. And right now, they're in a pissing match because Axel feels like this is his house, and now this cat feels like this is his house. So I guess I'm in the middle of a pissing war. And cat piss, wow. That's all I can say. Wow, cat piss is I've never smelled cat piss before. Now I have. And I'm not going to get rid of them. I'm going to try to figure this out. I thought I neutered them, but I still think I see two little fuzz nuts there. So I'm going to go to the vet and be like, hey, I don't think you got rid of these because they're there. I see them. So I got to figure this out. I got to figure out what to do about cat piss. And that shit does not come out of anything. Okay? It smells like ammonia. It's just like, wow. But he's, you know, he's marking his territory, I guess. They both love me very much. I wonder if I got in the mix of this and I just pissed on them, if that would settle it. What if I just pissed on them? Would that settle the fight and show that I am boss? I don't know. All right, folks. Anyway, 2024, the year of justice. So So I think we're coming into a year with guns blazing. I think we all know it, right? We all feel it. We all know this is going to happen. I expect some kind of event. Now, this is a guess. This is speculation. But I think some kind of event's going to happen to end December or the beginning of many, many events to come. So this will be offense. So you got to understand the White Hats are going to start really playing offense now. I just talked to Juanito. He's on a different time zone right now. He's on the other side of the world. I'm not going to say where he's at, but I don't know how that guy travels. Seriously, man. That guy lives on planes. He lives on planes. He just did a 40-hour flight. I thought my flight to Australia was long back in the day. That was like 19 hours or something like that. That guy just did 40 hours. Like, where the hell are you going? Could he be going to Antarctica? I don't know. You'll have to just guess. So now the offense is playing. Hunter Biden indictments will progress through the entire year, which will in turn make the heat intolerable. Intolerable for the DS. And you know when I say DS. Now Fannie Willis is... Fannie Willis, motherfucker! Fannie Willis! Hey, Fannie! You're being investigated. Fannie Willis is being investigated. And you have Mr. T. You know when I say Mr. T. Mr. T. Trial is supposed to be televised where he can deliver evidence. Now, that's yet to be seen. But as these things happen, do you honestly believe evil will stop and take a timeout? It ain't happening. They're going to go harder as well. So both sides now are going in. Like I've always said, I say this every show. And the realization, so for me, this is going to be like Red October every month from here on. So buckle up your seatbelts, folks, and hold on, because it's going to get crazy. I promise you that. They're going to realize real soon, it's already sinking into their noggins, that they're not going to get rid of Mr. T. They cannot get rid of Mr. T. And if any of you saw my Rumble video I did just the other day, I said, nothing's off the table with these people. I'm worried. I'm a bit worried about him. I'm worried about his safety. Now, I'm not going to say the word. But if you go to my Rumble channel, Nino's Corner, I'm talking about it. I'm saying, hey, it's an option. It's an option. It's an option. First they try to cancel you, then they arrest you, and then sayonara, see you later. Get what I'm saying? But as all this happens, they're going to be forced to make a power play. It's going to be a power play, a power move that they feel they're going to win. Don't think for a second. Both sides, and I've clarified this. I've clarified this over and over with people like Juanito and other people. They both feel they're going to win the day. This is not one night we got it all. We're going to do this. Both sides are very confident. Two fighters in the ring, both go in very confident. Both feel they're going to win till the very last bell. So I believe this power move that they're going to make is going to be something along the lines of nuclear and beyond. And when that happens, there are safeties in place. I don't see this going as 2024 begins and it marches forward into November. There's going to be something, I feel, my opinion, can happen that sets everything off and things don't go over like they should. You know what I'm saying, folks? You get it? I'm just hoping something doesn't happen that's unimaginable. I hope he's well insulated and protected. I hope Mr. T is very well protected, because these people, he is playing chicken with the most powerful people on the planet. And really screwing up some big, big, big business deals, if you know what I mean, that they've had planned for a very long time. Very powerful people. So things that I think we should be watching out for is obviously something happens to Mr. T. Let's hope not. Let's pray about that. I hope that doesn't happen. I did a video on Rumble regarding this. I think you should do a neighborhood watch. I think all of you should do a neighborhood watch. Crime is skyrocketing. House jackings, car jackings. A lot of this is illegal immigration. They're coming here and causing a lot of problems already. I've talked to people at the Border Patrol, ICE, police here. And I'm telling you, they're coming here in that mindset, crime. They don't know anything else, but they know one thing. They know where you live. Folks, they're going to upper and middle class neighborhoods and scrambling the Wi-Fi so they can house jack. And they go in, even if you're there, you think you have an alarm system, they scramble it and they're able to invade your home. I'm just being told this is happening like gangbusters right now. It's going off the charts. They're doing this. They're going up to houses, scrambling codes, coming back that night and doing it again and coming in. It's crazy. So that's why you need your guns. So start a neighborhood watch. This is going to pick up. It's going to pick up even more. You got to always have cameras. I don't know if they can mess up the cameras. I don't know if they can do that, but I know you got to have cameras at your house, all over your property. Make sure you get that. Yeah, they're just walking up to houses and scrambling the Wi-Fi. That's all they're doing. And I don't know if there's a remedy for this. I'm not sure. Do you guys know if there's a remedy? I don't even know if they can take the cameras offline. I don't know how they're doing this. Get stocked up with food and water, necessities, gold and silver. Go to Noble Gold, get your silver and gold. Because the banks will start the financial, we're in the financial collapse, folks. It's happening. My opinion, I got to say everything with my opinion. Colleen Welsh, thank you. Start paying more attention to South America. So as we're focused on Eastern Europe, as we're focused on Israel, let's pay attention to South America. There's a lot of stuff going on down there. Iran, China, Russia, they're all there. I had Foreman Mike on. He's going to be giving me updates. Foreman Mike, thank you. So Foreman Mike's going to be coming on, giving me updates about this. Pay attention to Congress. These are just things you should be looking at. Pay attention to Congress and the moves they're about to make. I had Juan on. I tried to get him for, I think it's only a 15-minute video. I think some of you might like that. Some of you may not like that, but it's only a 15-minute video on, I did like 15, 20 minutes on YouTube, and I did another 15, 20 minutes on ninoscorner.tv talking about the plays they're making. And I even asked them, I go, what's going to be the consequences of this? So I tried to cram in as much as I could. In other news, Rudy Giuliani to stand trial in $43 million defamation case for accusing Georgia of you know what. Because you're not allowed to question anything. Hey, if you question us, you know what? We're coming after you. You can't question us. That's ridiculous. How dare you? We're coming after you for $43 million. Trying to make examples out of these people. How many of you seen the, I've heard about this, I haven't seen it yet, but how many of you seen the predictive programming movie on Netflix? It's Leave the World Behind on Netflix. I haven't seen this yet. Produced by Big Mike. Big Mike and his husband. So this is a great example of, this is showing you before they do it, basically. So they, like I said, they really feel they're going to win the day, okay? They really feel like they're going to win the day. Hey, San Joaquin Valley Transparency, yo! Audit the police, I love it, I love it. They even have their names connected to this. So what's it about? Go watch it. And I've been told what it's about. But to me, you got to understand how these people work. They work by showing you first what they want to do, what they're going to do. And it's your problem if you don't stop it. It's your karma, not theirs. So they show you through commercials, through movies. And boy, have commercials changed in the last 5 years, right? Is there any white people on there anymore? Just asking for a friend. Jeez, what happened? I don't see him anymore. Okay? I'm like, wow, they're all gone? When you know what the objective is, you understand. You start understanding this stuff. You understand the game, folks. You understand the game. And it's all tied in, let me tell you. So the Mr. T's gag order is reinstated. That's probably going to get edited out. So if you're watching this, and if you see glitches in my programs when you're watching this, if you're not watching the live, many things get edited out. Okay, because I have a team come back and they clean it up. Because I kind of go off the rails sometimes. All right. So the gag order reinstated but narrowed in January 6th case. The federal appeals court narrowed an order limiting what former President Mr. T can say about people involved in the criminal case alleging that he tried to subvert the 2020 you-know-what, saying he cannot talk about witnesses involved or single out other individuals in ways likely to interfere with the case. We do not allow such an order lightly. Mr. T is a former president and current candidate for the presidency, and there is a strong public interest in what he has to say. Judge Patricia Millett wrote for the unanimous 3-judge panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. But Mr. T is also an indicted criminal. They have to say this, don't they? They love putting that out there. He's an indicted criminal defendant, and he must stand trial in a courtroom under the same procedures that govern all other criminals. They're doing their best. They're doing their best. But how come every time I hear gag order, I think of the movie Pulp Fiction? Every time, why do they have to call it a gag order? Every time I think of a gag order, I'm like, I think of a leather strap with a ball in your mouth and you're being spanked. That's what I see. That's what I see in my head. I picture Pulp Fiction, that scene when they're in the basement, and I'll let you all just take it from there. That's what every time I hear gag order, bring out the gimp. Bring out the gimp, Cletus. Hey, Cletus, bring out the gimp. Squeal like a pig, boy. I might get cat scratch fever. Yeah, he's down there right now biting my legs. I'm trying to ignore it. So House Judiciary Committee launches inquiry into Fannie Willis, motherfucker. Fannie Willis for colluding with January 6th committee. So Jim Jordan launches new investigation into Fannie Willis, motherfucker. So Fulton County, Georgia, in a recent development, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan and Rep. Barry Loudermilk. I like saying that. Loudermilk. Have initiated an inquiry into the alleged collusion between Fulton County District County Attorney Fannie Willis and the partisan January 6th Select Committee, which is chaired by Benny Thompson, according to the press release. So now, the House Judiciary Committee claims that the January 6th Select Committee has a troubling track record of procedural abuses and due process violations, including soliciting evidence from a limited group of individuals and ignoring exculpatory evidence and not pursuing witnesses whose testimony may challenge the partisan narrative. Interesting. Bring him up so we can see. He just walked over there. He's right there. I'll get him up when he comes around. Hey, Stryker, come here. Stryker, do you know your name? Come here. He knows sounds. Like if I go, pss, 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 you go, pss, pss, pss. Come here. Yeah, come here. Yeah, he'll come in a second. Curiosity always gets the cat to kill it. Come here, buddy. Yeah, he's coming. So Kevin McCarthy endorses Mr. T. That's pretty interesting, huh? Kevin McCarthy endorsing Mr. T. Says he would serve in Trump cabinet if he's the best person for the job. Hey. Here's Stryker. Stryker. I saved him. So he's only alive because I picked him up off the street. He was only about this big when I got him. He was on the street, curled in a ball. Cars were running right over him. Tires were missing him by that much. He was a goner. But he still has his huevos. And I thought I told him to get rid of those huevos, but they didn't. So I got to figure something out. He's pissing all over my house. Hunter Biden's the latest indictment brings an uncomfortable ordeal to the forefront for his father. Now, President Joe Biden in confronting the prospect of his son's Hunter facing an embarrassing legal ordeal next year amid a host of other political obstacles in a possible rematch with Mr. T. So, perfect timing. This is all coming to a close. So, they're putting him in the hot seat. Hunter Biden's going into the hot seat right in 2024. So everybody, because you know that we all have a memory of a goldfish. It needs to be in the open. It needs to be right in front of your face. It has to be right in front of your face as we come into November. So this is all strategic, folks. This is all strategic. This is why it didn't happen last year or the year before. And I think that it's all going to happen 2024. Remember this. So as this happens, the Democrats are going to be thinking to themselves, how do we get rid of Biden? And this is where the fun begins, I've been told. This is when you're going to see someone with star power come out of nowhere and maybe run for president. Maybe Newsom, the Grinch that stole Christmas. Maybe he might be coming out of the gutter. I don't know. It's going to be so interesting. And I can tell you this. They're at the drawing board right now trying to figure this out. Like, how do we do this? They're getting in the way of our evil plans. So month after a plea agreement for Hunter Biden collapsed in a Delaware courtroom, reality has set in among Biden's team that his son's legal problems and the ensuing revelations about his lifestyle and struggles with addiction will remain in the news cycle for months to come as the legal process plays out. Now, here's how I think they're going to play this. This is how I think they're going to spin this. My opinion. What I think they're going to do is have him play the sympathy role. They're going to pull in your heartstrings and say, he's an addict. He has a drug problem. We should feel sorry for this guy. Don't you know? Don't you see? He's got a problem. He likes a lot of cocaine and hookers and alcohol, and don't we all sometimes? But there's more to this than meets the eye, and we all know. We all know it's the laptop from hell. What's really on that laptop? What's really on the other laptops? They're all connected, if you know what I'm saying. So defiant Hunter Biden says, Republican motherfuckers are trying to kill me. So Hunter Biden had held nothing back during a recent podcast appearance, blasting his critics as motherfuckers and casting himself as a victim. What did I just say? He's playing the victim card. And don't they all? Don't all these liberals just love that? So claiming Republicans were trying to kill him in order to destroy his dad's presidency. Does your dad even know he's president? The podcast episode of Moby Pod was published Friday and was recorded in Hunter's art studio. Interesting. In San Francisco, the more than an hour-long discussion eventually turned to Biden's recovery from drug addiction and how he openly shared. See what they're doing here? His recovery from drug addiction and how he openly shared details of his struggles in his memoir, Beautiful Things. Podcast co-host Lindsey Hicks told Biden there was real beauty and how vulnerable he was in the memoir by sharing many intimate details of his addiction. Folks, I share my addiction and my problems in my book, and I'm not asking to be a victim. No, I take responsibility. I'm not playing that role. I'd have never played that role. I take full responsibility for any time I went to jail, for getting my throat slit open, whatever, overdosing. I take responsibility. Nobody else. That's the one thing, the one reason, one of the reasons why I'm going to survive this. And I'm going to survive it clean and sober. So here we go. Here we go. So what they're going to try to do is get all of you behind him because he's on the road to sobriety. You get what they're doing here, folks. They got to spin it as much as they can to get you all behind this man. So what they're going to do is they're going to have you fall for it. In this sense, that liberals are going to fall for this. Believe me. Oh, my gosh. He's really trying now. Let's feel sorry for him. He's really trying to be sober, and they're probably going to make a reality series out of this. Can't you see how they could spin this? They can spin this like Hunter's road to recovery, and then everyone gets behind him, and everyone feels sorry for him. Man, I shouldn't even be saying this out in public because I might be giving ideas away. Huh. Do you all give me a thumbs up if you can see this being played out that way? Because I do. He's going to be vulnerable. He's going to get real vulnerable. And then he's going to get on his road to recovery. And everyone's going to get behind Hunter. Oh, boy. I can see it happening like that. I can see that happening. Ah. RNC announces it won't hold future 2024 GOP primary debates. The Republican National Committee will not participate in further 2024 GOP primary debates, the organization said Friday. Gee, I wonder why. Why it matters. The RNC has held four debates with Republican primary candidates, which have been declining viewership, though GOP frontrunner, former Mr. T, has skipped them all. He didn't show up for one. And I love it. Where's Ronnie the Clown? Oh, it's now time for Republican primary voters to decide who will be our next president, the RNC said in a statement weeks before the Iowa caucuses. The organization freed candidates to use any form or format to communicate to voters as they see fit. State of play, ABC News and CNN are both slated to host debates early next year in early primary states, including New Hampshire and Iowa. The RNC has no affiliation with these, the organization said. So what do you think is going to happen? Folks, would you be surprised? I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, the bashing of Mr. T must commence. And who better to help it commence? Megyn Kelly. She's back. I was just wondering about her. I was like, does that ever happen to you all where you're like, whatever happened to this person? I haven't talked to them, and then bing, they call. Or like, seriously, it's the weirdest thing, right? It's like you transmit a source of energy to these people and they pick it up telepathically and then they call you. And then you're like, wow, there is something to telepathy. I just know it. So Megyn Kelly declares that Trump has lost multiple steps mentally. So now she's saying he's just too slow. So has lost multiple steps mentally. So this is what happens when you're 77 years old. No, it's not. My dad's 89. Damn, tomorrow, folks. Happy birthday to my dad. My old man, 89. Dad, I love you. Fuck. 89. Damn. Wow. Megyn Kelly declares that Trump has lost multiple steps mentally. And this is what happens when you're 77 years old. Conservative commentator Megyn Kelly declared that former President Mr. T has lost multiple steps, folks. Do you think that Mr. T has faded from faded where he was in 2020? Sorry, folks. Sorry. I I mean, I'd take him over Joe Biden any day of the week. I don't think he's going to, you know, fill out his term. Never mind a second. But there's no question Mr. T has lost a step or two or multiple steps, folks. boy. Ah, shit. Elon Musk restores X account of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. So, folks, Alex Jones. Elon Musk has restored the X account of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, pointing to a poll on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter that came out of a favor of the InfoWars, who reportedly called the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting a you-know-what. So now he's been restored. Now, I had Alex Jones on my show. I had him on a while back. I couldn't put it on FluffTube, and I regret it so much. Have you guys seen my Alex Jones show that I did with have you guys seen my Alex Jones interview that I did? Have you guys seen it? So I put it up on Rumble. I really want to put it up on FluffTube, but I can't. I mean, I'll get bombed if I do that. But anyway, he has been reinstated, so we're going to start seeing the floodgates open big time, folks. Open big time. So Musk posted a poll on Saturday asking if Jones should be reinstated, with the results showing 70% of those who responded in favor. Early Sunday, Musk retweeted, "So the people have spoken, and so it shall be. So it shall be. So it shall be. I am the king. The people have spoken. So it shall be." Did he have to use the word shall? So it shall be. Like, come on. Come on, dude. You know? So it shall be. Oh, God. So he's back. I want to get Alex Jones on my show again. I just don't know if I can put it on FluffTube, folks. I'm like, there's a reason why I've lasted this long, and I'm going to tell you, it's a balancing act, and I'm walking the tightrope. All right? So it's tough. It's really tough. This is very iffy to put on FluffTube, but I'm just going to say it. Unknown traders, but it was on CNN. New York CNN reports this. Unknown traders appear to have anticipated October 7th Hamas attack. So bets against the value of Israel companies spiked in the days before the October 7th Hamas attack, suggesting some traders may have had advanced knowledge on the looming, you know what, that happened, according to new research released Monday. Now, this is CNN. The preliminary research, which hasn't been peer-reviewed, is from law professors at Columbia University and New York University, and details a significant and unusual spike 5 days before the attacks in short selling in the most popular fund linked to companies. So short selling happened just days. Wow. Days before the you know what happened in short selling. Wow. So that should say a lot to you. That should say a lot to you, folks. Yeah, I would appreciate it if everyone can like share and like this video. That would help out. That would help out a lot. So nobody's watching South America, and this is border news. So border news. Venezuela says it's moving ahead with plans to take over territory in Guyana. The international community, including the U.S., are taking Venezuela's threat to annex neighboring Guyana seriously. But Guyanese are standing firm. Venezuela claims to be moving ahead. Now, if you were on NinosCorner.tv, you got this first. Foreman Mike came in, and we're talking about what's happening in Venezuela and Guyana. They're moving in, folks. As while you're distracted over there and over here, things are happening in our backyard. So Venezuela claims to be moving ahead with plans to take over a huge oil-rich territory in neighboring Guyana. The threats have drawn international concern. Why are we going green and everybody else is going to oil? You notice that? We're going green. We're trying to. And everybody else is buying up the oil, getting all the resources. The U.S. announced joint military flight drills are happening there. Brazil is reinforcing its northern border, and the UN Security Council is meeting about it today, John Otis reports. Look at all the shit that's happening since this guy's been in office. When the cat's away, the mice will play, right? And that's what's happening. For more than a century, Venezuela and its much smaller neighbor, Guyana, has bickered over where their border should lie. At stake is a jungle region called Esquivel that makes up two-thirds of Guyana's territory. So as we're paying attention to all these other places, folks, right in our backyard, and as this is happening with South America, they're moving Venezuelans up here. Military-aged men, immigrants. Now, I can't say anything else on FluffTube. You're going to have to go to ninoscorner.tv to know the rest on that. But I just got on with Scott McKay, and we talked about it's a great, great video, me and Scott McKay, and it's pretty eye-opening. So Texas AG threatens to prosecute doctors who perform abortion on women who – after judge ruled that they may do so. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton threatened to prosecute any doctors who perform an abortion on a woman after a state judge ruled she may obtain one due to medical necessity. On Thursday, Judge Maya Guyetta Gamble issued a temporary restraining order in favor of 31-year-old Kate Cox, who is 20 weeks pregnant. The order allows a doctor to perform an abortion without being subject to civil or criminal penalties. Abortion is banned in Texas from the moment of conception, with a few exceptions. According to a lawsuit, Cox's fetus was diagnosed with trisomy 18, a chromosomal condition that comes with many physical abnormalities. The suit states the fetus would not be able to survive or live more than a few days outside the womb. See, this is a big gray area for me. In a statement, Paxton, the Republican, said the judge's order is irrelevant as far as Texas anti-abortion law is concerned. So the temporary restraining order granted by the Travis County District Judge purporting this to allow an abortion to proceed will not insulate hospitals, doctors, or anyone else from civil or criminal liability for violating Texas abortion laws. I'm going to give you the remedy. Come see Sancho, and I will clean out your chimney for free, okay? Come to Sancho. I will take you to Mexico, and we will handle these. We will handle these. I will clean out your chimney for Christmas. I don't know, folks. I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, it's like... it's a touchy one. It's a touchy one. I don't know. Texas Supreme Court temporarily halts ruling allowing Dallas women to get an abortion. Yep. I don't know. So it was exhausting. LA vegan restaurants are putting meat back on the menu. You're going back to meat, huh? You like the meat. So California has been at the forefront of a healthful eating and plant-based cuisine for decades. From restaurants like Chez Panisse in Berkeley to Michael's in Greater Los Angeles. But despite decades of offering meatless this or gluten-free that, some Southern California restaurants have recently decided that going entirely vegan is not a recipe for long-term financial success. I'll say. After years of being vegan, some of very well-known LA restaurants are adding meat, dairy, or both back to their menus to appeal to a larger audience. Me personally, I can't stand eating anything with a vegan. It's like oil and water. They always got to tell you what you're eating. Do you know what they do to that cat? Do you know what they do to those cattle? Have you seen what they do? Have you watched this documentary? Have you watched that documentary? Do you know what you're eating? Do you understand the adrenaline in that meat? Do you understand the pain and horror that's inflicted on these animals? Every time. And I just eat it and I look at him and I go, yep, never going out with you again. Oh my God, you're drinking milk. Do you know what happens to those cows? How they milk them? Seriously, this is all the time. So the landscape was much different when we opened up 8 years ago, says Frederick Guerrero of popular burger spot Burger Lords, which has two locations in LA. The first restaurant launched in 2015 with both beef and meat-free patties. I have eaten a meat-free burger and I'll never do the. I don't like it. Oh, just try it. It's made out of mushroom meat. What's mushroom meat? Can I have a body like this on a vegan diet? I don't think a lot of people say, oh, I am. I'm on a vegan diet and I'm built just like, I'm cut, I'm ripped. I'm like, ah. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want to hear it. The Guerrero brothers served house-made veggie patties from the 30 vegetables, nuts, grains, and spices, as well as a homemade plant-based beefy patty done in the style of an Impossible or Beyond Meat burgers. Here's the thing. You can't pull one over on me because why? I know the agenda. I know where they're going with this. And they're using your movement, the vegan movement, to infiltrate society and get them all on burgers grown in Petri dishes. That's where they want to go with this. Along with the green movement, everything else. You can't eat animals. We have to grow it for you in a laboratory. Does that sound healthy to you? I love you, bro, but you're crazy as batshit. Yes, I am. And I'm as nutty as a payday bar. So gangs from South America use security jammers, just like what I talked about earlier, use security jammers to break into expensive homes across the country. This is why you need guns. So Detroit, gangs from South America are breaking into multi-million dollar homes across the country, including Metro Detroit. Police said they are highly functional and well-trained. A police official describe the crews, which are believed to consist of 4 to 6 people, as highly functional and well-trained. This would never happen if the borders were not open, by the way. The police often describe the crews, which are believed to consist of 4 to 6 people, as highly functional and well-trained. The thieves reportedly use a jammer to overcome wireless security systems that depend on Wi-Fi to operate. The crews are all dressed in black, with backpacks and gloves. They are not, look what they say here. They are non-confrontational. And their goal is to get in and get out of the home quickly, police said. So you got to leave them alone because they're non-confrontational. Anyone breaking into your house is confrontational by nature. You have a right to defend yourself. At least 30 to 40 homes have been hit since September in the Detroit area. Thieves have gotten away with cash, jewelry, and expensive handbags within minutes of breaking in. Police departments in Michigan have formed a task force and urged homeowners to have multiple layers of security. Yeah, click, click. Maybe some pit bulls that know how to fucking break. That'd be like for me, like, whoo-hoo, let's have some fun. See him coming through the window, but bam. All right, that's probably going to get edited out. So specialized task force formed to combat sophisticated home burglaries in Metro Detroit. If you see this video glitchy, you missed the live, shame on you. You should never miss the lives because you're missing the really good stuff. But it gets edited after this. So specialized task force formed to combat sophisticated home burglaries in Metro Detroit in a bold response to a spate of high-end home invasions. Oakland Sheriff Michael Bouchard has taken decisive action by announcing the creation of a specialized task force. The move comes as an affluent neighborhoods in Metro Detroit face an alarming rise in break-ins by highly trained gangs employing advanced technology to carry out their crimes. The task force known as SAMCAP is a formidable alliance of multiple law enforcement agencies, includes local police departments, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, Homeland Security Investigations, Michigan State Police, U.S. Border Patrol, and U.S. Secret Service, among others. This collaborative effort underscores the severity of the threat posed by this, that by these international, let me say that again, international crime, criminal operations. Thank you, Anthony Hummer. So international, they're coming here just looting neighborhoods, folks. Businesses, they're out of the question now. Now they're going for your homes. Tell me this wasn't all orchestrated. Jeez. Going into upper middle class homes. Satanic temple display inside Iowa State Capitol building, Des Moines, Iowa. If you're visiting the Iowa State House over the next couple of weeks, you might see a holiday display set up by the Satanic Temple. This is real. Jay's secret reason. Thank you for the super chat, Jay. So if you're visiting the Iowa State House over the next couple of weeks, you might see a holiday display set up by the Satanic Temple. It features a ram's head covered with mirrors on a mannequin cloaked in a red clothing. But Gavin Newsom can't even light a Christmas tree. Okay. Oh, boy. But they're letting this shit in to the Iowa State Capitol building on Christmas. So Lucian Graves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, co-founder, you're the co-founder, huh, of the Satanic Temple, says the Satanic display is a symbol of their right to religious freedom. We're going to really relish the opportunity to be represented in a public forum. We don't have a church on every street corner, Grevis said. Grevis says, if you don't like it, don't look at it. It's kind of hard not to look at it when you have it in everyone's face. How do you raise kids? How do you raise kids in today's climate? I don't know how you do this. Mommy, what's that? Daddy, what's that? Mommy, what's this? Daddy, what's that? Now your son comes home. Oh, Dad, I love rainbows. What do you mean you love rainbows? Well, when it rains outside, it's really pretty. The rainbows come out. What else do you know about rainbows? Okay. In what the fuck news, am I on a roll today, folks, or what? The C60 drops, I'll put on, man, I caught that right there. C60, yes. C60, that's going to be going, that'll be on my Telegram. I just reposted it on my Telegram. Go to my Telegram. I'm dropping like a lead balloon, but go there anyway. It's Nino's Corner. I have about 190, I don't even have 100,000. I got like 97,000 people there. I used to have 100,000. I don't know. I've lost 15,000 people like that. I don't know. Alabama robber shouted, "Happy holidays. I don't want to hurt you all." And then blasted bear spray. So the store owner shot him. Shot her. That's even more what the fuck news. An Alabama jewelry store robber tried to spread some holiday spirit, some holiday love in the form of bear spray before ending up getting shot and arrested, according to police. What? Heather Denise Wright, 32, of Nauvoo, Alabama, allegedly walked into Jeff Dennis Jewelers wearing a face mask, put a block on the door to prop it open, and then said, "Happy holidays. I don't want to hurt you all, but I am," owner Jeff Dennis told AL News. Then she allegedly blasted bear spray at the employees. Dennis, who had already drawn his weapon because I knew what was happening, shot right in the shoulder. The store owner said she made a very poor decision of trying to rob it. So this guy defended his store. You should be allowed to defend something even more important, which is what? Your home. The Guardian police say the wild chain of events started just before 5 p.m. on Wednesday at Jeff Denise Jewelers. I did not have any choice once she started spraying the bear spray because I didn't know what was going to happen next. I don't want to die. Injured robber. So he said, right, scream, stop, stop. I don't want to die. Please stop. Before dropping her purse and running out. Then he said he locked the employees in the store for safety until the police arrived, despite the bear spray lingering in the air. Now, let me tell you, I've never been sprayed by bear spray, but I've been tasered. I've been maced many times. Not for anything creepy. I just got maced because I got in fights. Pepper sprayed, too. We used to go fight when we used to be in Ciudad Juarez. We used to get into a lot of bar fights. Man, that was like every weekend. And we would clean places out, and the only way they could handle us is, and boy, man, have you ever been maced? It's terrible. I don't wish that upon anybody. I have a real funny story about one of the times, but it's rated X, and I cannot tell that story. And I don't think I would. I probably would. But I've been told I got to have more of a filter, that I'm going a little too crazy. I'm trying to watch my language. I'm trying to put more mainstream articles up here to like throw the scent off. And obviously this video is going to get edited. I just can't contain myself sometimes. I get too excited. You were naughty. I was very naughty. I was very, very naughty. I'm still naughty. I don't have any vices anymore. I used to have vices. I used to be able to do stuff. I used to be able to like drink and take multiple women home and do a line on the bar. I used to walk around with powder on my nose sometimes. I used to smoke weed inside bars. I didn't care. I was like testing. I used to test people. Like, let's see if this guy tries to kick me out. He'd be bigger than me or whatever. But I want to test this guy. I want to see if he kicked me out. I want to see. Ah, man. Just insanity. Insanity. I look back on it now and I'm like, no, that none of that was normal. None of that was normal. None of it was normal. Do I regret it? Some of it I do. I think it derailed my boxing career for sure. Yeah, threesome and coke and cool. That's what you say. All right, folks, I have a couple interviews right now. And like I said, you'll be seeing a little bit more of the mainstream stuff come on here. And if you're watching this after the fact, it goes into editing immediately. So like after my morning shows, if you're not watching them live, they go into editing. And I'm sorry I apologize now for the glitches, but they're trying to hold me back. And if I'm going to stay on here, I got to kind of go along with the G-rated version. But all right, folks, I appreciate you tuning in. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. All right, folks, I'll see you. See you Wednesday. What is today? Monday? Wednesday. Later.